members here, we've seen the fruits. The Bible says that you will know them by their fruits. And many of us, it is evident to us that the fruits that this man of God brings forth is truly the fruit of the Spirit. Amen. And so we want to put our hands together this morning for the Lord as we bring up our very own Dr. Bade that's going to be bringing us the word this morning. Amen. A man of God. Let's put our hands together for Jesus. God bless you, sir.
God bless you, man. Hallelujah. Let somebody shout hallelujah. Let the redeemed of the Lord shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody who understands that being alive today and in this sanctuary is not by his making, but only by the Lord. Let that person shout the loudest hallelujah. We give God glory this morning. We give him praise in Jesus' mighty name. Let's put our hands together for the choir. They've done so marvelously well. Let us bless the Lord for their life. And let us thank God for that wonderful prayer time we have in the presence of the Lord as we were led by the co-pastor. It was such an awesome time. Let's put our hands together to appreciate God. We give him praise this morning. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of Exodus. Exodus chapter 15. I'll read some selected verses from verse 1, and then we will go on from there. Exodus chapter 15, verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider as he thrown into the sea. Verse 11, who is like unto you, O God, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? Verse 20, and Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrel and with dances. Let's bow down our heads to pray. Father, we are very grateful for today. A dawn of a new day, a day that has not been witnessed by any human being before. We are very grateful to you for watching over us. Month of January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and now the November is ending. It is not by any other person but by you. That is why we return the glory to you today. We say receive all honor in Jesus' name. Father, we pray that you will put a new song in our mouth and the songs of praises will never cease in this house. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Praise the Lord. Before we go into sharing the exhortation I have this morning, I just want to appreciate our senior pastor for allowing me to share the word this morning. I'm not taking it for granted. It's just a privilege to share the word. And I feel so inadequate because I have all the pastors sitting and I'm the one having to share the word. Our senior pastor all the way from Nigeria is here. Let's appreciate the man of God, Pastor B. Also, we give God the glory and we thank God for co-pastor. That awesome time of prayer. Let's praise his name. Amen, amen, amen. We have in the next few minutes, I have the privilege, I'm going to be reading the word of God, and I trust the Holy Spirit is going to translate it to us. I titled it, Thanksgiving in the Face of Hurdles of Life. Thanksgiving in the Face of Hurdles of Life. I read to us the scriptures here, where in the first verse talks about Moses. Let's put it in a context that we use in this house. The men's leader. He raised up a song. He said, I will sing unto the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and his riders he has thrown into the sea. The man of God, together with the men in the house, the men of valor, they were dancing and giving glory to God. Praise God. That's not the end of the story. In verse 20, the Bible says, Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took the tambourine together with the women. They were singing and they were thanking the Lord. Why? They looked back and saw what the Lord has just done for them. Just to refresh our memory, I want to let us understand that these people had just been released. They had just been released from slavery of 400 years. And as if they have just breathed a sign of relief in their journey and cursed to get to the land of promise, now comes the enemy behind them, ready to overtake them. If you hear what the enemy was saying in verse 9, Exodus chapter 15, verse 9, he says, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. That was what the enemy was thinking about these people. And now they got to a standstill in their life. The Red Sea was there, and there was no way for them to go. The enemy behind, they can't move forward, they can't go backward. And now, in Exodus chapter 14 and verse 13, Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will show you today. For the Egyptians you have seen today, you will see them again no more. I thought somebody would say amen to that. Why? Verse 14, the Lord will fight for you, and you will hold your peace. In verse 15, and the Lord said unto Moses, where do you cry to me? Speak to the children of Israel, that they go forward. I, by the word of the Lord, say to someone today, you will move forward in Jesus' name. The Egyptians that have followed us up until today, we will see them no more in Jesus' name. Brethren, in this story, we will see that the Lord has spoken 430 years before this time, that you will be in the land of slavery, but I'm going to take you out by the mighty hand and bring you to a promised land. One would have thought that when that expiration of time comes, God will just take them and boom, in the promised land. But it didn't happen that way. They had to go through hurdles of life. So that takes me to the introduction of what we are discussing today. That in the journeys of life, that there are hurdles that we are going to encounter that may want to prevent us from getting to our destinations. That may want to stop us from reaching our goals. That may want to stop us from getting to the destiny whereby God has created us for. Even a baby in the womb trying to come to this earth, the baby is going to struggle even through the narrow birth canal and then before it can get to this world. So many dangerous things happen in the process of birth. But thanks be to God, when the baby comes out, the baby begins to cry. The joy filled the parents and all the well-wishers. Praise the Lord. So we see that even in the physical race, we see there is a type of race they call 110 meters hurdle race. And you know, these athletes, they have to cross the hurdle number one, number two, number three, and see who is going to finish the end of the race. But here, in what we are learning today, the thanksgiving must be in our mouth. Why? Because the Lord is going to give us victory. I said the Lord will give us victory in Jesus' name. Acts of Apostles chapter 14, verse 22. Acts of Apostles chapter 14, verse 22 says that we must through tribulation enter into the kingdom of God. Brethren, there will be obstacles on the way for us to get the promised land. But I tell you the truth, that we are going to make it in Jesus' name. That was why when they saw the salvation of God, they broke out into thanksgiving. Moses, their leader, led them. They were singing, they were rejoicing, they were dancing. They were praising God. They look back, they said, the horses, the mighty men, the riders, you have thrown them into the sea. So shall it be for you in Jesus' name. I said, so shall it be for me in Jesus' name. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6. Say, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Brethren, do you know it is so easy when we are going through challenges of life to think that that is the end and not see the goodness of God that he has done for us before. 90% of your goals has been achieved, 10% to go. But there is a way the enemy may want us to focus on the 10% and forget about the 90% that God has done for us. But the Bible says, even while we are still presenting that supplications to God, he said we should be thankful. He said we should be thankful. So I see people here who are very grateful to God, even for what he has done in their life. If you are one of them, shout hallelujah. I say, if you are one of them, shout hallelujah. The Bible makes us to understand that the battle these people faced, facing the Red Sea, it was the battle of the night. In the book of Exodus chapter 14 and verse 20, and the Bible says, and it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of Israel. Let me start from verse 19 for us to understand. And the angel of the Lord, which went before the camp of the Israel, removed and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went before them, their face, and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of Egyptians and the camp of Israel. And it was a cloud and a witness to a darkness to them, but it gave light by night to this, so that the one came not near the other all night. And then verse 24, and it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud and troubled the host of the Egyptian. On and on and on, the time will not permit us to be able to read all the verses here. But what I want to point out here is that the angels of the Lord was with these people in the time of distress, was going ahead of them, providing light for them at night. When the enemy closed by on them, moved behind them, became darkness to Egyptians, and it was light to the people of God, so that the enemy could not reach out to them. Brethren, the Bible says all of these things were happening in the night when the children of Israel crossed the Red Sea. And in the morning, the Lord told him to raise up the rod and face the sea again. And what happened? The water came back and swallowed up the enemy. I said that was the battle of the night. It was the battle of the night. And if you piggyback into chapter 12, you will understand it was in the night that they were delivered quickly. What am I saying, the battle of the night? I am saying this because the Bible in Psalm 30 and verse 5, it says, for the anger of the Lord endures a moment. His favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning. Brethren, there are battles of life that you may be fighting right now in the night. But the word of God is saying the favor of God is life. The life of God will come into you and into me in the name of Jesus Christ. He said, whatsoever it is that you have endured, maybe from the beginning of this year, Maybe there is something that is threatening you. Maybe there is something you want to say to yourself today, that this morning I receive the joy of the Lord. I receive the joy of the Lord. And give God the glory, because in Sunday school today, that is what we learned. That the joy of the Lord is my strength. It's my strength. So God gives reasons to praise him. God gives us reason all the time to thank him. They broke out, the men's group, the women's leader, and the youth. Everybody was singing praise to God. Who is like you, O God, among the gods? Who is like you? You are glorious in holiness. You are doing wonders. I know there is somebody here, God is doing wonders in your life. I say, I know there is someone here, God is doing wonders in your life. Is that your song? The prophetic word to this house, Jeremiah chapter 30 and verse 19 says, and out of them shall proceed thanksgiving. And the voice of them that make merry, I will multiply them, they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, they shall not be small. I also stand by this word of God, out of you shall proceed thanksgiving. The Lord will multiply us in the name of Jesus. Brethren, no matter what the situation is, God makes a way of escape. God is always there for us. I perceive somebody in his heart as we talk right now wanting to thank the Lord. I say, Lord, I thank you for what you have done for me. I want you to look back in this year, 2015 alone, and begin to see the goodness of God in your life. Think about his goodness. Think about today alone. It's a gift. It's a gift to be alive, to raise up your hand, to talk, to come to the church. It's a gift of God to ply the road of Texas and be here this morning. Why don't you for a second just appreciate God and say, Lord, I thank you. I just want to bless you. It is more than talking. It is more than just family time. It is about the goodness of God in your life. Just use the next 30 seconds and say, Lord, like Moses, like Miriam the prophetess, like all those people who are saying, who is like you, Father? If it is not for you, where will I be? Father, if it is not for you, where shall we be? In the mighty name of Jesus, the Lord will receive your praise this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Hurdle number one was crossed. Let's look at another hurdles in the life of the Israelites. In the same book of Exodus chapter 15, let's take some selected verses, 23 through 25. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the water of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore, the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, what shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord. And the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters, and the water made sweet. There he made for them a statute and ordinance, and there he proved them. God spoke in verse 26, and he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and we do that which is right in his sight, and we give ear to his commandment, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. 3 days ago, they just crossed the Red Sea miraculously. God made a tunnel in the Red Sea. They crossed the dry land. The enemy was swallowed in the same water. And now they faced with another problems. No water to drink. They were thirsty. They found water. It was bitter. They murmured. They complained. Why? Because they were still alive. That's why they could talk and complain, right? And the man of God prayed. God showed him a tree. He said, put it in the water. The water became sweet. And guess what? They were able to drink, and every bitterness in their life was turned to sweetness. By that same reason, I trust God this morning. that everything that is bitter in your life or any bitter experience that you are going through, the Lord is going to make it sweet in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord is going to turn every mystery that is surrounding you into ministry in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I said the Lord will turn our sorrow to joy in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. He said the Lord will turn all mourning into dancing. It was bitter experience, but God changed it into sweetness. The tree there was just the presence of Christ right there, and it changed the whole situation. Jesus said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel, to open the eyes of those who are blind, to proclaim the gospel of Christ. The question I want to ask us this morning is that, what is your attitude toward the hurdles of life? There can only be two ways. Are you in the midst of the hurdles of life? Are you going to be complaining, murmuring because of what is yet to be accomplished? One thing I want you to understand is that your victories will come when you remember the past goodness of God in your life and you celebrate it. When you remember the past goodness of God in your life and you celebrate it, they broke out into dancing. Moses was dancing. David, after a victory, jumped out as a king. He was dancing. The people were following. They were appreciating God. They were giving God's glory. Brethren, the prayer of thanksgiving is the one that is difficult the most to pray. When we ask to pray the prayer of thanksgiving 10 minutes, we are short of words. But when we are asked to pray to fight against the enemy, the energy comes. It should not be like that. It should be the other way around. When we remember the past goodness and victories of God, it gives us triumph over the next hurdles of life. Let somebody shout hallelujah. So I want us to understand that in the journey of life to get into our destination, the land of promise, to get to our destinies, there will always be hurdles to cross. Just like we took two examples in the life of the children of Israel. But in all of this, God will continue to give us victory until we get to the end. That is why the Bible makes us to understand, just like the Christians are the soldiers of Christ, and we daily engage in battles, we engage in wars. 1 Timothy 6:12 tells us that fight a good fight of faith. Yes, we have hurdles to cross, but we must fight a good fight of faith. Ephesians 6:12 makes us to understand we wrestle not against flesh and blood. We wrestled not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against power, against spiritual wickedness in high places. When we talk about wrestling, the wrestler, they come into contact with each other. Maybe there is something that is contacting you right now in your body or anything, a situation that is rubbing shoulder with you and trying to challenge your faith, challenge who is your God. Like that, Goliath, he said, who is that God that will deliver you from my hand? By the word of the Lord today, we will triumph. Amen. I said we will triumph. Brother Paul said, I have fought a good fight of faith. I have finished my course. I have won the race. And he began to give glory to God. Even though he was still having so many challenges in his ministry, he was still giving glory to God. He said, in everything by thanksgiving. He said, let your request what? Be made known unto God. In fact, the Bible teaches also in Matthew 11:12, he said, from the day of John the Baptist until now. From the day of John the Baptist, from the time Jesus came on earth, until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence. And we must be violent to take it by force. It remains just some few days for this year to roll over and to say bye-bye to year 2015. I am saying by the word of the Lord here that we will take all our possession by force in the name of Jesus Christ. By force. By force. By force. If it was so easy, God would have just carried the children of Israel and dumped them in the land of Canaan. It was not like that. They had to fight their way through. God has spoken, co-pastor reminded us. But it's left for you and me to fight it through until it becomes our possession. By the word of the Lord, Daniel understood they were supposed to be in Babylonian captivity for 70 years and nothing was happening. There was no sign of release. And he prayed. He said, by the word that has been spoken, Lord, I stand to pray today on behalf of my people. And the answer came. I said, the Lord will answer us in Jesus' name. Quickly, within some time we have, I want to talk about what is our final, ultimate thanksgiving. Brethren, sometimes we need to understand, like the children of Israel, we have a destination and we are just sojourning or passing through the earth. And we are going to give an ultimate thanksgiving. The Bible says, we understand this world is not our home. We are just passing through. We are going to heaven. And that is where our focus should be. Not on the things that we have not acquired or made on earth, but how the Lord is helping us, keeping us in line with his word, that at the end, we will be able to sing the song of victory with other saints. Praise the Lord. The Bible talks about the description of heaven, that is a place that is full of streets of gold. It's a place that is no sickness. Revelation 21 verse 4. It's a place of no sorrow. It's a place where you don't have homework to turn in. Praise the Lord. It's a place where you don't bother about marriages. It's a place where there is no man and woman wedding. It's a place where you are not seeking for job. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. There shall be no more pain, for the former things are passed away. I want us to be grateful to God. The Bible tells us, if any man be in Christ, is a new creature. All things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. 2 Corinthians 5:17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. So we understand we need to be thankful for the new life in Christ. If not for anything, brethren, thank God that you are saved. It's more than any other thing that God can give you materially. Psalm 103 from verses 1 to 5. Psalm 103 from verses 1 to 5. The Bible says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgiveth all your iniquities? Who heals all your diseases? Who redeem your life from destruction and crown you with the loving kindness and tender mercies? Who satisfy your mouth with good things so that thy youth is renewed like eagles? Be thankful. Be thankful for God redeeming you. Don't forget his benefits. We learn in Sunday school, when we are down, we go back and look at the word of God and thank him, and our joy will be restored. The Lord wants us to be thankful. Be thankful for the salvation of your soul. Be thankful that God is using you to be a blessing to other people. Be resolute in your mind that no matter what, I am going to be in the role yonder in heavenly places. Be thankful that God has written your name in the book of life. Be thankful. So when we talk about this month of Thanksgiving, and Thursday has passed, somebody will say, how was your Thanksgiving? What about today? Today is another Thanksgiving for you. Day before was another Thanksgiving for you. Every day is a Thanksgiving for a child of God. Sammy says, I woke up in this morning and I thank you because the Lord, you sustained me and you woke me up. Tomorrow, God sustains you, you are alive, you raise up your hand and you thank the Lord Almighty God. No matter what, we can thank the Lord for everything and in all things. Praise the Lord. That is the point I'm trying to make right here. That we can thank the Lord. When we look at the book of Numbers chapter 14, verses 22, 24, and 28, it talks about the attitude of the spies. We are asking ourselves, what is your attitude in these hurdles you are facing and thanking the Lord? What is your attitude? Two groups of people, 12 of them, they went to spy, and 10 came and gave reports. They brought good food, fruits, evidence of the goodness of what the Lord has promised them in the promised land. And yet, they now began to make their own assumptions. We saw giants there, true. But that land, we cannot possess it. Who told them? Why? The advanced reason. Because that land, the giant, it eats up the inhabitants of the land. Is that true? No. Why? Because if the land eats up the people there, how did they see the giants? That was the assumption. But the interesting thing is, the Bible talks in verse 24 that Caleb steal the people. Why? Because, and my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit in him, had followed me fully. I will bring him into the land where unto he went, and his seed shall possess it. Another spirit was what separated him. The spirit of God. In the face, yes, the giants are there. They are going to have to fight to possess their inheritance. But he believed that let us go up at once. We are able to take it. And he gave, if God be for us, he remembered the victory God has given to them and is forging forward. He said we are able to take it. Brethren, our attitude in the midst of hurdles will determine whether we are going to be triumphant and we are going to sing songs of praises all the days of our lives. So, brethren, we need to kill from Brother Caleb today that if God be for us, we are once able to possess the land. Somebody say, we are well able to possess the land. Say, I am well able to possess year 2016. Why is it so important? Verse 28 of that same Numbers tells us that, say unto them, God speaking, as truly as I live, saith the Lord, as you have spoken in my ear, so will I do to you. I'm going to give us some few seconds right now. What do you want to say to God right now? Because two group of people spoke in the face of adversity. And one said, I can't make it. The other said, I can make it. And God says, whatsoever you have said, so shall it be for you. I give you the next 30 seconds. I want you to speak to the Lord Almighty God this morning. What do you want to speak to his ear to hear this morning concerning you? What is it that you want to tell the Almighty God? God says, as these people have spoken in my ear, I will do it unto them. I want you to look forward into year 2016 and begin to prophesy for yourself and say, Lord, in the year coming, in the days ahead, Lord, I stand by your word in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. I want you to begin to prophesy that goodness of God to you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Say good things to yourself. You say, as they have spoken in my ear, as they have spoken in my ear, so will I do to them. In Jesus' name we pray. The Lord will come true for you. The Lord will answer your prayers. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Brethren, while we are still on this side of eternity, praising the Lord, I want us to remember that God wants us to spend our days in quality of life. And the quality of life is, how do you spend your time? Is it all about me? Is it all about the kingdom? Is it how my life can be a blessing to somebody? Or is this just about all what I can get from God? If God doesn't give me, I'm not going to go to church. If I am in pain, I cannot pray for somebody else. God wants us to spend our days qualitatively and to bless his holy name. Brother Paul's epistles, more than two-thirds of the New Testament, all these were written when this man was going through great trials and tribulations in prison, in shipwreck, beaten, thrown here and there, not having food to eat. In the midst, while he was in jail, he was praising the Lord with Brother Silas. He said, nothing will stop me from praising the Lord. He said, what shall separate us from the love of God? Shall tribulation or distress? He said, nay, in all these things, I am more than conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. Somebody say to yourself, I am more than conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. I am more than conqueror through Christ who strengthens me. I want to remind you of something as we round up. Giving thanks to God in the face of hurdles of life. No matter your situation or what you are going through, I want to remind you that your today is better than yesterday. How many of you believe that with me? I say your today is already better than yesterday. Yes, you have not reached your goal. Maybe material, professional, spiritual goal. But for sure, where you are today is better than where you were before. At the brink of possessing the land of Canaan, when they went to spy, they had crossed many hurdles. God had been their insurance for 40 years. The Bible says none of them was feeble. Another thing I want to remind you, the situation you are, the circumstances surround you, where you are now, that you are complaining, is an envy that some other people wishes I would be in our shoes. That, Lord, if I can just be like Brother K, that is okay for me. And here you are complaining. You may not be there. But guess what? It's definitely better. God said, tell my people to go forward. They kept moving forward until they pressed to the brink of the promised land. But what will separate you from entering the promised land and dying in the wilderness is your decision. It's what you say with your mouth. Because God said, as they have spoken. And guess what? As many have spoken negative about them, said that they cannot make it, they didn't make it. Destinies in our hand. Destiny in our hands. But in all of these things, we can give glory to God. We will conclude with the same Psalm 103 that we read earlier. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He said it's a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord. Psalmist says, I will praise him in the firmament of his sanctuary. I will praise him in the sanctuary. I will praise him anyhow. It doesn't matter. To conclude in the next few seconds, Gio shared a story of how there was a wedding taking place and the couple went to the registry to sign the register that they have wedded. People were singing praises in the sanctuary, waiting for them to come. One of the spouses signed and came, and the other spouse suddenly fell down and died. And the people are praising and waiting for the other person to come so that they will rejoice, husband and wife. The pastors, the leaders in this vestry, they were praying. 10 minutes, people were dancing, expecting her to finish signing and come and join the group. Nothing happened. 20 minutes, nothing happened. 30 minutes, Then suddenly somebody remembers that Gio said before, if you have prayed and it's not working, start praising the Lord. They changed. They joined the people who are praising the sanctuary. They were praising God over the dead married person in the vestry. And in the process of praising the Lord, this person got up, sneezed, and asked the question, "What am I doing on the floor?" Your praise will make way for you. I say, your praise will make way for you. In the name of Jesus Christ. I want us to stand upon our feet right now. I want you in the next few seconds again, thank the Lord for the month of January. Thank the Lord for the month of June. Thank the Lord for the month of November. Thank the Lord for his goodness over your life. Thank the Lord for this house. Thank the Lord that he's giving us his word. Thank the Lord that he's keeping us. Thank the Lord for next year. Thank the Lord because he's able to uphold you. Thank the Lord because you are crossing the hurdles of life. Father, we thank you. I want you to give praise to his name. I want you to give praise to his name. I want you to give praise to his name. He is worthy. He is worthy. Give him praise. Give him thanks. It's the only reason why you are here. Give him praise and give him thanks.
Father, we thank you. Jehovah, we give you praise. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory be to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, the voice of thanksgiving, the shout of praise will never cease in your home. Amen. You will always have a reason to give thanks. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for your son. Thank you for your servant that you have used this morning. Lord, we say, oh God, that his life will be a first fruit partaker of that which we have listened to this morning. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, blessed Redeemer. In Jesus' precious name.